There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
This is episode 3, How to Be a Confident Badass. Hello and welcome to the Erin May Henry Show. I am your host, mentor, and friend, Erin, and I'm here to teach you how to show up and feel confident to be unapologetically yourself and get paid for it. This podcast is all about personal branding, and we dive deep into topics such as mindset, growing a global community, social media marketing, and building your online empire. If this is our first time meeting, then welcome, my beautiful friend. I am so incredibly excited to have you here. When I'm not podcasting, you can usually find me on my YouTube channel, All About Business and Mindset, hanging with my community in the May Collective Facebook group, or of course, drinking a wine somewhere down in sunny Australia, all of which you are totally welcome to join me. If you're ready to shake things up and step up to the plate as the game changer that you were created to be, then this is the podcast for you. So let's jump in to today's episode. Hello and welcome back to another episode, my dear, sweet, beautiful friends. I just want to start off before I do jump into today's episode and say thank you so much. I am incredibly overwhelmed at the feedback that I've got about this podcast, and I truly do appreciate, you know, each and every single one of you who have listened to the podcast or who have gone out of your way to leave me a review or to write a little comment in the iTunes app. That really does mean a lot to me. I can't explain how grateful I am for that. I please know that it doesn't go unnoticed. I don't want to bumble on it like and gush here for ages, but I just really do want to say that I really do appreciate it. And I really hope that I can repay you by bringing you some awesome information that is going to help you to really, you know, build a personal brand that is going to help you to pursue the opportunities of your dreams. So I just wanted to start and say thanks. But I'm super excited to jump into today's episode because it is going to be about, of course, one of my most favorite topics, which is mindset. And particularly what I want to talk about in this episode is teach you a few ways in which you can develop your self-confidence. Now, I've chosen to dedicate this entire episode to confidence because I really do believe that having a solid sense of self-confidence is the foundation for your personal brand and for all business in that matter. You need to feel confident in your abilities. You need to feel confident in yourself. You need to feel confident in exactly who you are, all your badassery, so that you can show up and just be unapologetically yourself. You know, I've tagged this podcast All About Being Unapologetically Yourself, but if you don't feel confident in your unapologetic self, then there's no way that you're really going to be able to put yourself out there in the way that you need to so that you can have the success that you want. So what I want to actually do is walk you through 8 different ways that you can start to strengthen your self-confidence. One thing I'd really like to preface this with, however, is it's not a light switch. You're not just going to wake up one day and all of a sudden have like Gary Vaynerchuk style confidence. It's a conditioning practice. If you're particularly starting from a place right now where you really are fearing about putting yourself out there, you are fearing the judgment, you're fearing the feedback, don't just think that you are just going to, you know, implement a couple of practices and then all of a sudden be super duper confident. It is a conditioning process. It's like building muscles in the gym. It's like anything in life. It's a slow progress, but slow progress is better than no progress. So don't have these ridiculously high expectations of yourself, but just keep moving forward. Each and every single time you do something that pushes you outside your comfort zone, each and every single time you do something that strengthens your confidence, even if it is only by 1%, at least you're moving forward and at least you're moving towards being a more confident person and feeling more capable of putting yourself out there. So That's what I wanted to preface this with. And before I actually kind of do jump into the tips, I really wanted to get super raw and authentic with you here and give you a little bit of my background in terms of my own self-confidence, because I think sometimes it's easy to look at people and just to assume that because maybe they're extroverted or because they've reached a certain level of success or because, you know, they're consistent with their content, that they have all the confidence in the world. And then I think what's even worse is that we look at people and we assume that they have all of this confidence, and then we ostracize ourselves from that person and say, well, they're different, they must be better than I am. When, as a matter of fact, I truly do believe that each and every single person, no matter if they're just starting out on their entrepreneurial or personal branding journey, or if they're like, you know, Beyonce or Oprah, I think everybody, every single day, is just trying to figure their own shit out. And I think every single person is pretty much just as shit scared as the person next to them. It's just that some people have gotten to a point that they're better at managing that. So I kind of just wanted to share a little bit of my journey. So if you've been following me for a while, you will know that my first business that I started straight out of university, as soon as I graduated, I didn't go down the path of getting a graduate position or any type of internship. I was like, no, hell to the NO, I am so not supposed to work for anyone. So I basically just started a business straight off the bat. And it was fine. It was going pretty well. I'd already kind of built up a relationship with a pretty big business, and I'd got quite a lot of work from them for my social media marketing business. But I just was so nervous and so scared to actually go out and put myself out there. I mean, this is not the kind of stuff they teach you in university. You know, they don't teach you the confidence to go put yourself out there. They don't teach you the stuff about imposter syndrome and not feeling worthy. They teach you the tools, they teach you the strategies, but they don't teach the mindset. And that's what I really do believe is the downfall of traditional education. But nevertheless, I had experienced a lot of self-doubt, a lot of imposter syndrome, and just a lot of confidence issues. I really wanted to, you know, make this social media marketing business a thing, but I just didn't have the confidence to kind of put myself out there and pursue new opportunities, to pursue new clients. I didn't even build myself a website because, you know, I had really bad imposter syndrome. I was really scared of bringing on new clients in case I let them down. And then I went on this journey of self-discovery. I started listening to people like Tony Robbins, Marie Forleo, and I really just dove headfirst into self-development, which ultimately brought me to my coaching business. This is not actually the story. This is the preface to the story. But, you know, when I started coaching, I really came out of the gate charging. I'd already had my YouTube channel for quite some time, and I had built quite a, you know, a significant audience, an engaged audience. So when I really launched my coaching business, where I wanted to teach people how to start businesses, I just came out of the gate and my business was going really well, except that I hadn't fully yet learned exactly what I need to do to feel 100% confident in myself. I'd done a lot of the self-development practices. I was really good at the productivity, managing mindset side of things, but there was still a part of me that wasn't 100% confident in who I was as a person. I was confident in my capabilities. I was confident in my drive. I was confident in promoting myself, but I wasn't yet 100% confident in sharing all of me, being my exact self, you know, being the version of me that I today am pretty comfortable being, the version of me, as I said before, that, you know, maybe loves to drink scotch, the version of me that does swear, the version of me who can speak really Australian sometimes, the version of me who, you know, likes a whole range of different music, the version of me that is so different to what a lot of the other coaches in the industry are portraying. So I didn't feel 100% confident in that person yet, and it really reflected in my business. You're welcome to go back and kind of, I don't know, what's the thing where you type in and you can look at all the versions of people's websites, or even go back to all my old social media marketing. I was heavily influenced by what I thought other people were doing and what was making them successful. Not just in terms of strategy, but in terms of branding and how they were branding themselves. Like, I really got caught up in the whole luxury lifestyle, you know, let's make seven figures and work from the Ritz-Carlton and do all of this, you know, really luxurious stuff. Where it's like, I don't think I've ever bought anything luxurious in my life. If you've ever seen me with a Louis Vuitton handbag, I'm pretty sure it was from Bali and it was bought by my parents as a gift. Like it just wasn't me. And I really felt like the only way to really start attracting clients to my business was to kind of, you know, pull out a part of me that was so extremely minute and make it my truth. And to really just start embodying country club Erin when that just didn't make me feel comfortable. But that was all a confidence thing. It was that I didn't feel confident that I would be able to attract people to my business, being a bit sloppy, a little bit rough around the edges, you could say. But after a while, it was so hard to keep up this kind of, I'm not going to say it's a facade, because I would still, like, you probably didn't notice it in videos and things like that. It was more about an aesthetics kind of thing. But it was just because I didn't yet feel 100% confident in exactly who I was. And that ultimately is what has brought me to the position that I am at today. It's brought me to this mission where I am so obsessed with figuring out why people struggle so much to just be themselves and to share their gifts with the world. Like, what is it? What is that part of their brain that is holding them back? And what do they need to do to start strengthening their confidence to really just truly be themselves? Because, you know, we all are put on this planet to be unique. Like, we have these unique desires, these unique characteristics, these unique personality traits. We all are exactly who we are. Everything in our life has happened to make us exactly who we are. Yes, I understand that some of our conditioning holds us back and that there are some beliefs and there are some habits that aren't necessarily great for us, but all of the stuff that makes us us has made us us for a reason. And that is because we are supposed to be exactly who we are. We don't have to be anybody else. We're supposed to be exactly who we are because we have our place on this planet. Every little minute detail about us has a purpose to do something in the world that is supposed to be done. And when we're not stepping into that fully, when we're getting influenced by what we see online and we're getting pressured to step up and to act as somebody else, then all we're doing is I hate to say this, is we're wasting space, because that person's trait that we're feeling like we need to imitate, all of their characteristics, it's already taken up by them. You know, the need for those characteristics in that particular person that you find yourself imitating because you're not confident in yourself, it's already taken up by them. So there is no need for you to also do it. You are supposed to be you. You are supposed to act like you. You're supposed to look like you. You're supposed to speak like you. And you're supposed to share whatever it is that you've been given the desire to share with the world as you, not as anybody else. The world needs you. The world needs what you've got. And what I want to teach you today is how you can start feeling a little bit more confident in doing that. Showing up as the US version of you, sharing what you want to share, whatever desire that you've been given, don't feel ashamed of it either. If you want that luxury lifestyle, or if you want to have a more modest lifestyle, if you want to travel, if you want to drink champagne, if you want to drink scotch, if you want to drink beer, if you, whatever it is that you want to do, however you want to live your life, it doesn't matter what it looks like to the outside world. You've been given those desires. Some people are supposed to be filthy rich. Some people are supposed to live a more modern lifestyle. That's just the way that it works. So don't ever be ashamed of what your desires are, and don't ever be ashamed of who you are, because you're supposed to be you and the world needs that. So that rant aside and my little story, I really want to now jump into giving you some tangible tips that you can actually start to implement each and every single day that's going to allow you to really start strengthening that self-confidence so you can really start becoming a confident badass, because you need confidence. You need confidence to show up as yourself and share your gift with the world, but you also need confidence to pursue your new opportunities. You need confidence so that every time you get the door slammed in your face, you don't get shaken to the core and you can just keep moving forward. You need confidence for all of the putting yourself out there, sharing content, being vulnerable, being authentic. All of it requires a extreme level of confidence, and that's what I want to teach you how to do today. So let's jump in to the tips, shall we? I'm really bad at singing and I really need to stop doing it. Sorry, guys. All right. So my first piece of advice is you really need to get to know yourself better. And I mean that you need to know yourself more than anybody else knows you. And the only way in which you're really going to be able to do this is to spend time alone. And I know what you're thinking. Oh, great. I'll go sit on the couch and scroll through some Instagram. No, I mean, you legit needs to spend time alone. And this is no media, not even a television, no radio, no phone, no music, no nothing. You really need to be able to spend time so you can begin to monitor your own thoughts and really start to connect with your own intuition. You know, we, to get a little bit woo-woo here, we are eternally guided by something that is within us already. It's just that we're so extremely saturated and influenced by everything in our external environment that we actually don't give ourselves enough time and enough space and enough openness to really connect with what's going on inside, with our intuition, our gut, our higher self. Really what you need to do is start spending time alone. And the best, you know, most simplest tool that you can implement to be able to do this is, of course, meditation. A simple meditation practice of 15 minutes each and every single morning so that you can really allow the external environment to quiet down for a while, all those thoughts that are being influenced, all of those judgments, to really quiet down so that you can really begin to connect with yourself and really start to ask yourself the questions like, who am I? I know this is getting really philosophical and very kind of alchemist, but really going on a journey of self-discovery and asking yourself, who am I? What do I desire? What is my true passion? Like, we're all Googling, what is my passion? How many times have you gone into Google or YouTube and gone, how to find my passion? We're all out there looking for more to put in when really it's already in there. You've just got to get rid of all the junk, get rid of all the blocks, get rid of all the noise so that you can actually connect with yourself. How to do it is also within you. So allow yourself to spend some time each and every single day getting quiet and getting to know yourself. And if you really want to get like a gold star triple plus on this exercise, then make sure you're spending extra time alone, not just out of meditation. You know, go out and go for a walk, go on an adventure, go to the movies, go shopping, take yourself for lunch, get confident being by yourself and being your best friend. You know, so many of us are so worried of judgment, external judgment, if we spend time alone. What if someone sees me in a restaurant by myself? Oh my God, they're going to think that I've been stood up. Who gives a shit, seriously, if somebody thinks you've been stood up? Get confident in being by yourself, get confident in being alone, because when you can start really quieting down all of that noise, all of that chatter, that's when you can really be guided by something bigger than yourself. Now, another really good practice, and this is a really good thing to start including in your morning routine, which is my second piece of advice, is that you need to start affirming yourself. We actually don't spend the time to say nice things to ourselves. And it's one of the simplest things that you can do for more self-love, more self-belief, and more self-confidence. You know, if a friend came to us and was like, I'm feeling really fat today, and Josh broke up with me, and I'm getting my period, and we would be there for them, comforting them, saying the nicest things to them. But when we're feeling the same way, when we're feeling hard done by, we're even harder on ourselves. Like, it literally is such a crazy thing that, you know, when stuff is not going well in our lives, we're even harder on ourselves. Yet if it's somebody else, then we're there with a box of tissues and a bucket of ice cream. You have to spend time each and every single day just telling yourself that you are an awesome human being, telling yourself that you're hot, telling yourself that you're sexy, telling yourself that you're worthy, telling yourself that you are a badass and you can make so much freaking money, telling yourself that you're a good person, telling yourself that, you know, you're so amazingly, specially unique and extraordinary, whatever it is that floats your boat, whatever kind of language is really going to get you hyped up. Every single morning, have a bit of dialogue with yourself. It doesn't need to be out loud. It can be in a journal, of course, but basically just spend some time telling yourself how awesome you actually are, how deserving you are of all these things, how capable you are at all of these things, how you're great at being focused, how you're great at pursuing opportunities. Our language has such an influence on our minds, which then influences our actions. You know, you might not think just saying to yourself, because, you know, for a lot of people, affirmations do feel really unnatural, but it's the repetition of them. It's not just doing them once and being like, this is a load of shit. It's doing them over and over and over again. So you actually strengthen the neural pathways in your brain and influence your subconscious mind to believe in those actual thoughts and in that language. So spend some time each and every single day, instead of saying you're a disaster, imposter, you're lazy, you're unfocused, you're procrastinating, really watch that language and affirm how good and how capable you actually are. And over time, if you stick with it, you will see such a shift in your self-perception. Now, my third piece of advice is you want to double down on your strengths. And this is something that I have gotten from, of course, the lovely Gary Vaynerchuk. I'm pretty sure he's made it a mention in every single episode. All right, I need some new mentors. But anyway, so many of us are so worried about the things that we don't know how to do. And that's because we are biologically wired to focus on the negative. We have what's called a negativity bias, where we really do hold on to negative situations so that we can learn from them in historical times, basically so we wouldn't be eaten by a bear. But we're really easy to gloss over the positive situations because we don't need to hold on to them as much as we do the negative ones. I mean, I'm not going to go into a whole history biological lesson here. You can absolutely look it up, negativity bias, but just understand that, you know, we're kind of wired to focus on the negative. What you need to do is flip the switch. That might be how we're wired, but you still always have the decision to do otherwise. You really need to understand what it is that you're good at and use that to your advantage rather than thinking, oh, I'm not good at spelling. Oh, I'm not good at podcasting. Oh, I'm not good at blogging. Oh, I'm not good at taking photos. You know, of course, all of these things are skills that you can learn, but if there are things that you are amazing at, then that's where you should be focusing your energy into. You know, if you can't edit videos, if you're not good at it and you've tried over and over and over again, you can hire someone out to do that. If you just don't like taking photos, but you know, you need it for your Instagram, you can hire someone else to do that eventually. But at the end of the day, you need to be focusing on what it is that you are good at. Again, just like I said in the beginning, you were given a specific set of characteristics and a specific set of skills that you are supposed to have because they allow you to complete the journey that you're supposed to be completing. If you're, you know, really, really, really amazing at podcasting and yet you're over here stressing so much about taking photos for your Instagram, you might be missing out on an amazing opportunity to really inspire millions with your amazing podcast because you're too worried about getting your Instagram up and intact and with the perfect, you know, white theme. At the end of the day, you've got to understand what it is that you're good at and really start to double down on those. When you spend more time in areas that you are excelling in, of course you're going to feel a lot more confident than when you're dwelling on those things that you might not be perfect at. A lot of people complain to me, Erin, you're so crap at spelling. Rah, and they get really, really pissed off at me. And at the end of the day, I know I'm really, really bad at spelling and I do try my best each and every single time I put something out. But if I obsessed over each and every single word and each and every single grammatical error in the content that I put out, I would never put anything out. I'm just not good at spelling. I'm great at talking. I'm great on video. I'm great in person, and that's where I spend most of my time doing. It's why I don't have a blog. If you've seen the blog posts for this podcast, they've got about 4 words in them explaining what the podcast is about. I'm just not good at spelling, and I'm not good at writing. I'm not going to be writing a book anytime soon, and I'm not going to allow myself to feel negatively about myself because of that when I could be spending more time podcasting and making videos and connecting with people that way. Find what it is that you're good at and spend time doing that. Now, the next piece of advice, which is number 4, is to challenge your inner critic. Now, this is something that I do with my clients all the time when I have mentoring clients or coaching clients, and we really are working through any mindset blocks, whether they be imposter syndrome, money blocks. I really ask them to, and the exercise that I do with them is call the BS. All of those limitations that you do have, all of that internal chatter that you do have that's telling you that you're not good enough, that you're going to fail, that people are going to judge you, you really want to challenge that inner critic. You want to look objectively at all of those thoughts and say, is this actually the truth or am I catastrophizing this situation? You know, recently I was pursuing an opportunity and the person had, you know, and this is something that happens to me actually all the time, you know, when you see people and they've read the message, but they haven't written back to you. And of course, the person had read the message. I was really excited about this opportunity. And basically the person had read the message and they didn't write back for like over 24 hours. And of course I was like, I'm not good enough. They don't want me for this. I suck. I shouldn't have been so assertive in my pitch to them, blah, blah, blah. Of course, spiraling down. And then they get back to you and say, hey, we'd love to have you. We spiral and we catastrophize and we criticize ourselves when so much of the time it is actually not even a true reflection of reality. And each and every single time you find yourself in one of those self-destructive dialogues, I really, really want you to stop and challenge that inner critic. You know, if you're thinking, oh, I really want to post this video. Oh, no, I can't. Everyone's going to judge me. What if that guy that I like sees this? What if all of those people see it? What if my mum sees it? What if my nana sees it? And then she comes onto my Facebook and then says, oh, this was lovely, Ruth. And then all of my friends judge me. This is horrible. Every single time you have those thoughts, you have those downward spirals, you are going into that negative dialogue, stop and look at the situation objectively and really challenge that inner critic. You know, again, if we actually look at the mindset and what's actually happening here, we are wired to really keep ourselves safe. So every single time we're pursuing new opportunities, of course our mind is going to scream, hell to the NO, we'd like to stay here, thank you. We don't want to move forward and do something that we don't know. We don't want to get outside this comfort zone. We're just happy right here. How about we tell you that you suck, that you can't do this and that you're going to be judged so you don't actually do this. That's what your mind does. And when you actually start recognizing that this is how it is, then you can learn to really challenge that inner critic and say, hey, thanks for worrying about me. Thanks for trying to keep me in this comfort zone. But look, what you're telling me is actually untrue. You know, my nana's actually not going to jump on my Facebook page and say this is lovely and then all of my friends are going to judge me. That just isn't going to happen. So thanks, but no thanks. I'm going to do this anyway. Really learn to challenge that.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Inner critic. My next piece of advice is really focusing on serving others. And I think this is such a beautiful exercise and is really something that helps you to really get outside yourself and get outside all of these worries and self-doubts and self-confidence issues that you have and focus on the bigger picture and really help you to envision your place in the world as where it's supposed to be. What I want you to do is really start to focus on serving others. It's a little bit self-righteous to think that everything that we do is going to be excruciatingly judged by other people and that everyone's constantly got their eyes on us and just waiting for us to stuff up. We know that that's not actually the case. We know that everybody else is kind of just focusing on their own stuff. And when you really get outside yourself and focus on being of service to others, not in a way that pushes any types of boundaries or that's going to burn you out, but just really focusing on what you can do for other people, not what it's going to do for you, really allows you to stop worrying so much about the negative consequences that challenge your confidence and really just, you know, gives you that warm, fuzzy feeling knowing that you really are contributing to the wellness and happiness of other people. And I think if you're starting a business, if you're putting yourself out there as a personal brand, this should be a huge focus of yours anyway. You know, money's great, the freedom's great, the fame's great, all of this stuff. But at the end of the day, the most sustainable thing is knowing that you're making a difference. That's the thing that really drives a lot of successful and innovative entrepreneurs forward, more so than anything else. You know, even just getting messages from people saying, you know, you've helped me, you've inspired me. And, you know, from some people really saying things like you've changed my life. Nothing is more profound to me than knowing that I've had such an impact on somebody else. And when I'm feeling a little bit, oh, what if people don't like this video? It really does pull me back into like, are you serious, Erin? You've got people messaging you saying that you're changing their life and you're worried about the lighting in this video. Like, get a hold of yourself and just put yourself out there. So really make it a point to focus on how you can serve others. How can you help people? How can you make a difference in other people's lives with whatever gift you've been blessed with? And when you do that, you'll really, really feel more confident about moving forward and serving more people and showing up more. My next one is probably my favorite, and I actually got this inspiration from a great friend of mine, Helena, from The Guide to Growth. She messaged me saying that she was doing this and having success with it, and it's something that I've kind of adopted and started doing myself as well. But I think it's just such a great practice for really being able to strengthen your confidence, yes, but also allow you to pursue more opportunities that create more success for you as well. You want to do something every single day that scares the absolute shit out of you. So every single day, whether it is, you know, reaching out for a collaboration, reaching out for an opportunity, booking a speaking gig, booking an event, going to a networking event by yourself, you know, reaching out to someone that you super, super, super duper admire, whatever it is, you want to start doing things that really, really challenge you, really push you outside your comfort zone, because that is really the only way for quantum leaps in your growth, and not just the growth of yourself, but also the growth of your business and your brand. Now, the way in which I do this is I write my list of 10 opportunities that I can pursue. I do this every single Monday. So I write out a list of, you know, really kind of big challenging things that I could do throughout the week that I know are going to help my business to move forward, you know, extremely fast, but they do challenge me and scare me. Some of them have pulled through and been absolutely amazing. A lot of them have, you know, been rejected, and that's absolutely fine too. But knowing that I'm actually doing things that are moving myself forward, not just reacting to my business, then that has extremely helped me to feel more confident and to move forward as well. Now, the next tip is to really create a self-love practice. And I'm not going to lie, this is something that I've been super sporadic at, but when I'm really focusing on bringing in to myself and taking care of myself, and I don't just mean self-care as in giving yourself a pampering session or getting a massage, but really making sure each and every single day you are taking time to really just love yourself. And this kind of goes hand in hand with the affirming and spending time by yourself. But when I think of a self-love practice, I think of just doing something every day that makes you happy. You know, what is it that truly makes you happy? What you should do is grab a pen and paper right now, pause this podcast, or you can do it after. We're pretty much almost finished now anyway. But write a list of at least 30 things that make you truly happy. And if you have to spend time doing this, this is absolutely fine. I know for some people, this is a bit of a challenging exercise, but make a list of 30 things that make you happy. Then create time each and every single day. It can be 5 minutes, it can be 50 minutes. It doesn't matter. It's going to obviously depend on the size of the task of the thing that makes you happy, but spend time each and every single day doing at least one of those things. And as you progress on this journey, you might find new things that make you happy. They don't have to be extraordinary things. They might be things like having a cup of tea, looking off your balcony. They might be playing with your puppy. It might be blasting Bohemian Rhapsody and doing the Wayne's World headbang. I know that's one of my most favorite things anyway. But make a list of all of the simple things in life that you could be truly grateful for and that you could truly make, that truly make you happy, and spend time each and every single day doing at least one of them. In terms of self-love, this is the best way. Giving yourself the gift of happiness, there is no better way to love yourself than giving yourself that ultimate joy. Even if we think of the consciousness scale, you know, the place that we want to be to truly be able to manifest our dreams, joy and love is right up there. And so many of us are not allowing ourselves the space each and every single day to increase our vibration to that level of joy and love, because we're simply denying ourselves of the simplest things in life that give us that feeling. So create time each and every single day. If you want more focus, more wealth, more abundance, more success, you have to pull back. And the best way to pull back is by giving yourself the opportunity of joy. So after this, make sure you're making a list. And please, if you do make a list and you're happy to share it on social media, I would absolutely love if you share it, you know, on Instagram or Facebook or something, and then tag me in it. What I'm actually going to do is I'm going to write a list of 30 things and I'll post it on Instagram in conjunction with this episode going up. And, you know, if you could just tag me in it, and I would really love to see what makes you happy, because I love to get to know you as well. But yeah, make your list and then spend time each and every single day doing something that makes you happy. And then my final piece of advice for strengthening your confidence and becoming a confident, badass bitch who's going to go out there and pursue all of the opportunities that are going to lead to massive success and massive results for your personal brand, is to know your values. If you know what it is in life that you truly value over everything else, what your main priorities are, then it's a lot harder for you to get so heavily influenced by what other people are doing. If you know what your internal compass is set to, if you know the specific things in life that you need to navigate around and towards, then it's so much easier to just feel confident each and every single day in every single activity that you do. When you're building a business, when you're making decisions, when you're planning things out, when you're setting goals, if you know what you value most in life, what lights you up, what you care about most, then it's really easy to create a vision that matches that. You know, particularly for me, my values include family. Family is my number one value in the entire world. Nothing is more important to me than family. And I've spoken about this openly all the time. Life experiences, adventure, and freedom is extremely valuable to me. And you can see how I really have built my vision around these values. I want to build businesses that, you know, my parents, when they retire, they can come work, you know, not in a kind of bad way, not like making these like old people like slave away in a warehouse or anything. Like, obviously they can have something to do to keep their minds off, but I want to build businesses that can encompass my family. I want to buy my parents a house. I really want to be able to take my family on trips. You know, I don't care about having luxury things in life. I just really want to be able to create memories and experiences with the people that matter most to me. And that is my family. And everything that I do in my business is based on that. You know, it matters a lot to me that I can have an impact on people. It matters to me a lot that I have an impact on lots of people. You know, I don't have a modest goal. I don't want to just, you know, have my mentoring clients and that's it. I really want to reach people on a global scale. And everything that I do is working towards that. When you know exactly who you are and what it is that you stand for, everything that you do is in pursuit of that. And you can feel so much more confident in all of the little steps that you need to take. All right, so let's go through a little bit of a summary about what we've spoken about here today. So the first thing you really need to do is get to know yourself. Spend time each and every single day with yourself, getting to know yourself and strengthening your intuition. Affirm yourself. Make sure you're telling yourself that you are a goddess. You are a badass, super powerful queen. You are Sasha Fierce. Whatever floats your boat, whatever makes you feel good. Make sure you're spending time each and every single day just reminding you of how capable and worthy you actually are of everything that you desire. Double down on those strengths, you know, stop worrying so much about perfection and, you know, getting everything right, getting all of these ducks in a line. If you're good at something, then grab that skill and charge forward at your goals with it. Really spend time in areas that make you feel confident because you're good at them instead of worrying so much about all of the little things that you're not so good at. Challenge your inner critic. You know, you're going to have a part of you that every single time you try to pursue something is going to hold you down and tell you not to go for it. You have to look at it objectively and say, thanks, but no thanks. I'm moving forward on this. You could tell me that I suck all you like, but I know I'm actually a dead set legend and we're going for it. Focus on serving others, you know, get outside yourself and realize that you've been given these desires, you've been given these skills and you've been given these gifts because you are supposed to play your part in the world at large. And when you can really start to share, collaborate and connect, it really allows you to get outside your head and to start feeling more confident because you are making a difference in other people's lives. Do something every day that scares you, pursue new opportunities, you know, make a list of 10 things that you can do at the start of the week or at the start of every single day. Say, this is the one thing that I'm going to do today that scares me, and just do it. Put time in your calendar to move yourself forward. You know, we get so stagnant in life because we get so caught up in daily rituals and routines. And while all of these are great for self-development, sometimes they can keep us stuck. We need to shake things up. That's the only way you're going to move forward. Create a self-love practice, you know, do something every day. Something for you, something just for you. It doesn't matter if you have kids. It doesn't matter if you have a husband. It doesn't matter if you have a full-time job and you're building a business. You could take 5, 2, 1 minute every day to do something that makes you feel good and that brings you ultimate joy. And then know your values. Know exactly what your values are. Know exactly what you are working towards, what matters to you most in life, and build everything you're doing around that. Build your vision around that. And that's how, with all of these small steps, even if, as I said, it's only 1% each and every single day, you will start to feel more confident. You will start to feel like a badass, confident bitch who's ready to take on the world. I really hope that you enjoyed this episode. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you in the next one. So that is it, my dear friend, for today's episode. I really, really hope that it was valuable to you. I really hope that you got some information that you can take away to really start growing a profitable and memorable personal brand and just show up for life being unapologetically yourself. I would be super, super grateful if you could take just a couple of moments of your time to leave me a review on iTunes and subscribe to the podcast if you have not already. I really appreciate you listening today. Thank you so much, and I will see you in the next episode.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.